brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we're now into the third and final hour of massive news. We've got a reporter coming off of the Village Voice asking serious questions about the official story of 9/11. For the last 50 minutes or so, we've been talking to John Gilmore, who was the general manager of Knology, Inc., a big cable company and internet company in Knoxville, Tennessee. It's a national company based out of Georgia, but he was general manager there locally. We're talking about the New World Order and global government, and they just said sayonara and basically fired him. But now he's been speaking out and getting involved and trying to stand up against the chilling effect. We were talking to Ray in Delaware, finishing up your points, Ray. You were bringing up David Ray Griffin. Go ahead.
Okay, well, the reason I was able to watch that was I was on satellite TV. I have satellite TV. That black cable that comes into your home that brings cable TV is the tail of the devil. It's under the devil's control. It's under the New World Order control. It censors the news. The cable does not. You can, or the satellite does not. You can see things on satellite TV. You can find the truth on satellite TV.
Well, there is a wider selection a lot of times, and the the digital cable really can track what you're watching and how you're watching, and so can TiVo. We're talking to the big cable expert. You want to? And thanks for the call, Ray. Do you want to comment on that, John?
Well, I don't want to talk about it too much. I think there is a certain amount of, well, with TiVo or any type of recording device.
Period. I mean, computers with cookies and all of it. I mean,
Yeah, I mean, whether it's cookies on your TV or TiVo, you know, they've admitted it a couple of times. If you know, when you hear something like with the Janet Jackson incident a couple of years ago, they said it was the highest watched replay. So obviously they know what you're watching, and they can pull that information.
Absolutely. Let's take a final call here, and then I got to end this segment. Let's talk to Fred in Indiana. Fred, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hey, thanks, Alex. I'm looking for two things that you talked about before. The 700 Club preacher that was making the devil sign every time he said Jesus, that you had that videotape. I never seen it make it up onto Infowars.com.
No, it's there. It was big.
Oh, was it there?
Yeah, there's just so much on the websites. Or it might have been on Prison Planet, not Infowars. But no, I saw it on Infowars.
Okay.
You see that, John?
No, I haven't. Where is it listed under? Do you know?
We're not in the blog format yet. We're going to that. We're very high tech.
Okay.
But or being a key section, but. It was up for weeks. It was in TV reports, everything we did.
Okay, I'll just have to look around a little bit.
Yeah, just type in Pat Robertson Diablo Infowars.com into Google.
Okay, and then there was one other video. It was the FEMA director talking about how he had the command bunker set up the night before. And it's on there, but the link is broken. I don't know if you know that or not.
Yeah, only a few webmaster stuff does break. But you can, again, you type in that headline into, do you ever use search engines, sir?
Yeah. I got my own website set up, righttothink.com, which was inspired by you guys.
Well, good. Listen, I'm going to let you go. Thanks for the call. I want to be able to say bye to our guest. I will try to find that for you. It wasn't the FEMA director. It was Mr. Kenny. Then they said his name was Kennedy. And they tried to deny that FEMA had been there, but then in a congressional hearing, and then in the 9/11 Whitewash Commission, it even came out that, yes, indeed, it was called Tripod 2, and they were conducting a drill that day and had moved the emergency bunker already out of Building 7 the day before the attack. Comments, John, in closing.
The only comments I would have is that I would encourage everybody to read my letters. I think there's a lot of good stuff in there, a lot of which you've talked about, Alex, but some other things I think that you may not have touched on so much. But for those out there that are starting to get into the learning about these things, I commend you, and I would just tell everybody to keep at it, because what you're researching is true.
Well, we appreciate people like you out there, John, and as more and more folks bite the bullet and stand up, it makes us all safer, it makes us all a better society. So I commend you and Godspeed for exposing 9/11 and so much more.
Thanks a lot, Alex. Take care.
I hope to talk to you again in the future.
We will. Bye.
All right, there goes John Gilmore. He was the general manager there in Knoxville, Tennessee, of the big cable company, and kicked him out, fired him for talking about the New World Order. We'll be right back, and I'll talk to a New York reporter. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law, 1-888-253-3139, or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you know that heart disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States? In fact, the National Cholesterol Education Program has reported that each year more than 1 million Americans have heart attacks, and about 500,000 die from heart disease. Did you also know that the higher your blood cholesterol level, the greater your risk for developing heart disease or having a heart attack? At ResearchHerbs.com, we are aware of the controversy surrounding the presumed safety of statin drugs in lowering cholesterol, which is why, as part of our ongoing commitment to your safety and health, we invite you to learn more about Google by Himalaya, a highly effective and extremely safe natural herbal supplement, widely recognized for its cholesterol-regulating properties. At ResearchHerbs.com, we work hard to empower you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions. Visit us online at ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Next guest is going to be with us to the bottom of the hour. Then I'm going to get into the open admissions of serotonin reuptake inhibitors, basically cooking your ovaries and testicles. And those are the names of the organs. I'm sorry if that freaks you out. It causes massive birth defects. And then major studies, total just conclusive proof, one with the Amish, with hundreds of thousands of Amish, that if you, none of them have autism. It's unknown, but one out of 160-something Americans now has it who's being born because of the thimerosal mercury. These are new reports here, and I wanted to go over that. And Tommy Thompson's saying he's going to promote your kids getting chips, but he's now refusing to take a microchip. So that's coming up. We're about to go to the Village Voice reporter, Jarrett Murphy. We really appreciate joining us. Before we do that, and then, of course, your calls later before the show ends in the next 50 minutes. My new video, The Order of Death, is out. You want to know what Skull and Bones really is, what Bohemian Grove really is? If you want to understand who controls our society, if you want to know where we're headed, and if you want the conclusive proof, new footage inside Bohemian Grove, not just the footage I got back in 2000, first and only person to ever sneak in. Now we have new footage inside the owl, of the effigy they torch, all of it. The playground of the Bushies and other Christian conservatives where they bust in the male prostitutes and run around worshiping the devil. This is what they do, ladies and gentlemen. They're very repressed and they've got a lot of mental problems. And you need to have the Order of Death. And then part two, of course, is the original Dark Secrets inside Bohemian Grove on one DVD or one VHS. Two films for the price of one. And it's available right now at InfoWars.com. There's also one of my other new films, Martial Law. And it is three films in one, the latest police state developments, 9/11. We answer the questions, and then we get into the globalist master plan for world domination, the PNAC boys, all of it. So many books and videos we're carrying at InfoWars.com. Go peruse the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart, or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, and for 15 cents a day, actually right now with the Christmas discounts, it's 11 cents a day, get a monthly or a yearly subscription. All my videos, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV reports, everything. It's ridiculous. Thousands of pieces of media now. All my best audio interviews, PrisonPlanet.tv. Check it out. All right, going to our guest. Without further ado, Village Voice asked 10 big questions about 9/11, open and shut for years. 4 years later, we still have 10 big questions. And here are the 10 questions, and then he goes into detail on these. Where was the National Command Authority? Well, in June 1st, that authority was taken away from the generals and given to Rumsfeld only. Who gave the order to try to shoot down the planes? Dick Cheney, we already know that. And that was just the last one, because things didn't go according to plan. Number three, what exactly were all those firefighters doing in the towers? They were ordered to go into the towers because no building had ever collapsed before, and magically did on that day, three of them. Did anyone think the towers would collapse? No, no one thought that but Giuliani, who got told to get out of Building 7. Five, why was Giuliani's command bunker at Ground Zero? Number six, why did WTC 7 fall? Silverstein says he pulled it. Number seven, how did the Twin Towers fall? And then number eight, how dangerous was and is the air at Ground Zero? Well, the EPA's own report said it's totally deadly. And now most of the rescue dogs have died, and a lot of people are sick, and it was just the mercury and other toxins alone from all the hundreds of thousands of smoke detectors and computers and all of that. Why did Zacharias Moussaoui plan to do exactly? Number 10, what's on those blanked out pages? And, of course, I've got another 10 questions. Why was public officials warned not to fly? Why did NORAD stand down? Why has Bin Laden a known CIA asset? On and on and on. Thank you for coming on with us, Jared Murphy. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me, Alex. I appreciate it. No, I'm glad you went through and answered basically my 10 questions. If I had talked to you, I would have been able to write a shorter piece.
Sure. But, I mean, obviously, you say unanswered because the government has its own mythology, which is the ultimate conspiracy theory. I mean, if you really look at what they're saying, it's impossible, and you look at all the other more probable scenarios, and it just gets scarier and scarier. But, Jarrett, tell us about yourself. I mean, you're in New York. Why you decided to write this piece? Why you decided to ask these hard questions? Because I commend you.
Well, thank you. I wasn't here for September 11th. I had moved to London about a week earlier, and I was very affected by it. And when I came back, I didn't write about it very much at all, actually. And then I decided to take a look at some of the oral histories that firefighters have recorded. As your listeners may or may not know, after an incident in New York in which firefighters die, there's always an investigation. And, of course, there are 343 of reasons to do that investigation after September 11th. And the fire department recorded oral histories with, I think it was 511 of their personnel, firefighters, officers, and EMS people. And a few months later, the New York Times tried to get those documents released to the public, and a court battle ensued under Freedom of Information Law. And finally, this summer, the tapes of some of the radio transmissions, as well as the oral histories themselves, which are written transcripts at this point, they were released, and I decided to take a look at some of those because we were sort of looking at Blair Bloomberg's record prior to the election, and his stewardship of 9/11 issues is certainly a part of what he did in his first term. And in those oral histories, they raised a lot of questions. There are so many things that departed from the kind of blanket statements that were made in the 9/11 Commission report, from things that I had said were true about what firefighters were told to do that day and what was believed about the structure and the safety of that building. And that just sort of led me to write this an earlier piece. And then that, as I'm sure you've encountered over the years, that it led some people to come out of the woodwork and start asking me about some other questions. And we just decided, you know, as I was in the midst of working on some of these questions, I got notice in the email that the last meeting, excuse me, of the 9/11 Discourse Project was going to take place. And it just struck me as funny that we were achieving that sense of finality in terms of official inquiries when there are, you know, these multiplying questions of varying degrees of seriousness.
Well, would you agree with this? There is a systematic cover-up by government going on at every level. They hauled away the waste at a crime scene. The firefighter unions and others complained and were told to shut up. And then on top of all of this, many of those firefighter tapes in those interviews and then actual transmission tapes from the day as it happened live were reporting bombs and explosions. And then the government tried to block those, you know, declaring confidentiality and national security. Your comments.
Well, you are right about the contents of some of those oral histories talking about secondary explosions. That is almost uniform among people who saw the second tower fall. I don't know what those meant, and I don't know how much I subscribe to some of the theories about what brought the building down. As a reporter, I also can't say definitively that I know for a fact there has been a cover-up at every level of government. What I can say is that I think there has been a reluctance to address all of these issues, and I mean that across the spectrum when it comes to 9/11 in terms of the foreign policy.
Well, why block the oral histories of the firefighters when the firefighters are asking it be released?
Well, there are a lot of reasons. I mean, for one thing, as I'm sure you know, the chief motivation for a lot of things is money, and what the thing is the city is worried about is losing a lot of money in a lawsuit by firefighters and for those who died, their kin, over some of the mistakes that may have been made that day or in earlier days in terms of selecting the radios, in terms of command and control.
Have you heard the talk there in New York about it bankrupting Manhattan because of all the toxic waste and asbestos that was released by the thousands of tons into the atmosphere?
That is certainly something that has been in the press for, well, Juan Gonzalez, the Daily News, is one of the first to talk about it since, I believe, early 2002. The fact that we were given these assurances so soon after the event by the EPA, and now their own inspector general has said that EPA didn't have the testing to make those kind of blanket, you know, everything is
A-OK. Well, first the EPA was saying it was deadly, and then Bush blocked the money because to admit that there was a disability would admit there was a problem.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, so much of this, of what has occurred since September 11th has been about protecting certain industries. I mean, from creating the impression, and I don't think it's necessarily a solid impression of us being safe to fly airplanes again. If you subscribe, as I do, to the belief that this was a result of hijackings.
Well, let me ask you a question. Why didn't you bring up the point? I mean, it's on the record that some of the Joint Chiefs of Staff told MSNBC we were told not to fly to New York that day. It's well known that Condoleezza Rice made the call to her old buddy Mary Willie Brown in San Francisco and said, don't fly here tomorrow morning. I mean, we know that Salman Rushdie, Times of London, got told don't fly here for the month of September for your safety to New York. I mean, this shouldn't that be looked at? Why did Mary Willie Brown get a warning?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if any of those things are true, but, you know, the thing with this is, you know, as you said, you had another 10 questions of your own just off the top of your head. I mean, in any tragedy, there are questions that some get answered, some don't. With this one in particular, there are just dozens and dozens and dozens of areas where the facts have not been fully supplied. And what I decided to do, because I think for a lot of people here, especially, there's a great emotional wound about this. And sometimes when you're wounded, you want to look into it, and sometimes you want to just sort of forget about it. And I was hoping to ask questions confined solely to what happened on the day of 9/11 and thereafter in terms of official investigations, just hoping to sort of put the impression in people's minds that there were still things to talk about, that the 9/11 Commission didn't dot every I and cross every T. And so I tried to confine myself to those things because, frankly, that's the area that I've done the most research in. But you're right that there are lots of other questions that could be answered and should be answered. And I don't know if the answer would be to confirm the information we have about whether people did or did not get warnings, but it certainly would be good to know.
Well, one more quick segment with you. We really appreciate Jarrett Murphy of the Village Voice joining us. We have links to the articles he's written up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Or what's the Village Voice website? VillageVoice.com?
www.VillageVoice.com.
That's right, VillageVoice.com. And we'll be right back. I've got really three final questions for our guest.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places besides on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Government is best which governs least. Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Jared Murphy. Jared, I will tell you that they claimed that all those firefighter recordings had malfunctioned. Then it turned out they had the recordings and just didn't want to release them. And then some of those did get released, and it was stuff like bombs, bombs, bombs. And so now we know why they didn't want them released. So I would just say that's what you were saying earlier. And then, what about Zogby polls where 49% think there's a cover-up and should be another investigation, or 90% in CNN polls? Or what about, I want to get your take on that, and then also Larry Silverstein coming out and Building 7 way down the street magically imploding perfectly, and squibs, blast point scene going off, and then he says, oh, we made the decision to pull the building and gave the order and watched it come down. And then the same documentary, they say that pulling means blowing it up. Can you comment on what New Yorkers think that you talk to, kind of the gamut of their views? And then are you aware of Larry Silverstein saying he, quote, pulled the building?
Yeah, well, I'll do the last part first. I saw that that clip. I think it was an ABC News clip, and I think I saw it on one of the a DVD that I purchased from 911truth.org. And, you know, I don't know about that. I mean, certainly the WTC7 collapse is a mystery because it is such a historic, would have been a historic first. It was a historic first for a steel building to collapse solely because of fire.
Have you talked to Silverstein?
No, I haven't. I haven't. No,
he won't talk to us or anybody else.
No, I don't think he talks to many folks. When you get that rich, you don't have to. But, you know, I don't know what happened in that building, but it is very interesting that it's taken us so long to get some answer, just even an official answer from NIST or anyone else as to
what did New Yorkers think?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think the poll you cited is interesting. The slow trickle over the years of points like you mentioned, for example, about the oral histories and how, or the tapes anyway, how at first we were told they were lost and then they were found. I mean, the slow trickle of revelations like that has certainly punctured the credibility of the people who have been making official pronouncements on this stuff. Now, you know, people are always skeptical of the government as well. They should be. And, you know, there are certainly people who believe that a conspiracy took place and a lot of events, you know.
Well, what about, here's another question then. Gulf of Tonkin. We knew 40 years ago that was staged. Now it's publicly admitted they staged it. We attacked them. They were smart enough not to shoot back. 58,000 Americans then died. We have Operation Northwoods. The U.S. government planned to hijack jets and crash them and kill Americans and blame it on Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
We have the USS Liberty. That was a staged attack on our own ship to blame it on Egypt. I mean, what do you say to that?
Well, there's no question that the government has lied to its people before. And it has done some nefarious things, and that certainly is part of the reason why people don't necessarily take something like the 9/11 Commission report or reports by Congress or pronouncements of the president. They certainly don't take it as gospel, at least not in New York. And you know, I think it's a shame because, you know, the 9/11 Commission spent a lot of money and, more importantly, took a lot of the public's trust. And I feel
well,
like
I know it's not scientific. I know it's not scientific, but we've talked about the scientific polls. But just talking to New Yorkers, what percentage think a criminal element of the government was involved?
I would say a fairly small, in my experience, a fairly small percentage would say it would tell you that. I think a fairly substantial percentage would tell you that they are not entirely confident in the official stories it's been told.
And that the government let it happen?
That's another version of it. I think more likely that the government, you know, knew, or certainly people think it should have known about what was going on. But I think more people are sort of, you know, they don't necessarily have a specific alternative theory, but they do have grave doubts. And that's why you see poll numbers like the ones that say, you know, we should reopen the investigation or have a more thorough investigation. You know, as you know, the 9/11 Commission had a lot of conflicts in terms of what those members' past histories were. And, you know, I attended or watched many of the hearings, and some of the questioning was not particularly awe-inspiring. So I think those things have rightfully...
Well, it was softballs. They would just worship each other.
Yeah, to some extent. But then you got to say also, you know, I mean, they did manage to get that August 6th PDB out in that great scene where Benveniste, I think, asked Condoleezza Rice what the name of it was, and she dropped the bomb. It was named something like, you know, Bin Laden plans to smash planes into buildings. I mean,
yeah, but
you know,
see, that's a fallback to cover their position.
It could be. You know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how much of that, how much of the alternative theories I buy.
Well, you know, the 9/11 Commission said that the WTC 1 and 2 were hollow and had no supports when they had the biggest of any building that size in the world. Just magically 47 columns in each building disappear.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they got too much into science, rightly or wrongly. I mean, that's been myths part of the game.
Well, they came out and just said those pillars didn't exist.
Yeah, I'm actually not familiar with that. But
that's like saying you don't have a skull in your head. I mean, it's just totally made up. Well, listen, Jared Murphy, folks can read your articles there at VillageVoice.com, and I appreciate you coming on. And look, you know, I don't think your article's that hardcore, but at least it asks some questions, and that's better than most of the mainstream media. And so we appreciate you at least asking the questions, my friend.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. Keep up the decent work there. It's better than being on the Pentagon payroll like some reporters. God bless you. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Russia sponsored a terrorist training camp in Havana, Cuba, 1966? In this camp, they planned terrorist activity on every continent, including the United States. Have we seen terrorist activities on every continent just as they plan? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening, more about Bible prophecy, by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I've only got time to take four more calls because I've got some news I want to run over that's very important. And I also have four little clips. These are these IBM ads you've heard so much about. And obviously, because they're video, you miss most of it. It gets lost in translation over an audio medium. But in one ad, oh, we were able to find you because everything in your truck and your packages is RFID tracked. Isn't it wonderful? And another ad, oh, cash is bad. The robbers bust into the top of the vault. And then the person explains to them that cash is evil and causes identity fraud and causes theft, which is actually the opposite. And then they have other police state ads. So without further ado, let's go ahead and just roll these ads. Roll each one, then I'll comment on it briefly, and we'll roll the next one. Here's the first one.
Would you kindly tell me what you're doing in the road?
I'm with the help desk. You're lost. You're headed to Fresno.
Fresno, right.
This is the road to Albuquerque.
How'd you know we were lost?
The boxes told me.
The boxes?
RFID radio tags on the cargo. Helps track shipments.
The boxes knew we were lost. Maybe the boxes should drive. Very funny.
So, it just conditions you. Here's another one.
You the help desk?
What seems to be the problem, officer?
Traffic.
Traffic?
Traffic.
What do you need?
What do you got?
Got wireless sensors and congestion flow modeling.
What'll it do?
Cut down traffic.
Will it work?
Works.
Nice work.
Just doing my job.
All right. Yeah, have a nice day. The cop likes him. You know, he's good. He's got RFID tracker chips and antennas everywhere tracking us. And meanwhile, nationwide, they're announcing, oh, guess what? The cell phones that track you and listen to you, we're going to now track you with those real time and raise new taxes to have it live time watching you off of the local FEMA command bases known as emergency management centers that are really the new federal capitals, new federal command systems of each city. And I have a stack of articles, a stack. There's like four of them I have here where cell phones are tracking you and listening to you and going to tax you and use as toll roads and the transponder readers are going and just everything we warned you. And lots of little cutesy-tootsy Nazi IBM ads. Remember, they're the ones that ran the little tattoos on the Jews and other victims of the Nazis. They're the ones that put into the International Business Machine Computer and the family that owns IBM. They're the big honchos at Bohemian Grove. Real nice people. Here's another one for you.
This of them.
Yes, it is.
Maximus worried.
Who's Maximus?
I am Maximus.
Why are you worried?
Feathers.
Feathers?
Feathers, will they sell?
I'm afraid not.
Well, how do you know?
Mining data from sales, news, blogs.
Mining blogs? Where is this blog mine?
No, data. Trend spotting.
What they say?
Feathers are over.
Ah! Then Maximus over!
One word. Chiffon.
Chiffon?
Okay. And so what that is they're advertising the Total Information Awareness Network, saying private companies, you will be able to go buy from that. Of course, they'll give you faulty data and won't give you the real streams. That's what the NSA's been doing for 30 years with these keywords, is picking out the trends and then guiding the trends and really societally manipulating you and trying to stay one step ahead of us. So they're flaunting total data mining right in front of you. And then I think we're going to play one more clip. This next one, I think, is where they bust into the vault, and cash is evil, so there's no cash, so that saves the bank from the evil robbers who then announce themselves as the cleaning crew. Here it is.
There's no money here.
There's no money?
No money.
Where is it?
Somewhere safe.
This is the safe.
Somewhere safer.
Safer? How?
Hardware encryption, smart cards, you know, digital security.
Who are you?
I'm from the help desk. Who are you?
Cleaning crew? This place is a mess.
And isn't it so nice of them? They're going to run everything for us and watch us and control us with chips in all our new Visas and MasterCards and chips in our IDs and chips in our cars and chips in the inspection stickers and our phones listening to us. And they're going to run it. They're going to help you. That's what IBM does, is it spot up thousands of little companies, and they're their fronts. Applied Digital is owned through its stock and debt by IBM. Then they take all the heat, saying, take chips, chips are good. They hire Tommy Thompson. They have Sean Hannity out saying every child needs a chip. And then IBM does it through literally thousands of tentacles. Totally evil. Totally evil. And it just all this is mass conditioning. Of course, in the real world, the crooks are the global banks, and if you're not a good little globalist, they just drain your bank account, or they allow their little criminal syndicates to do it, or real-life criminals do it. It's the big companies selling and sharing data that is responsible for 80-plus percent of the identity theft. That's the official numbers, but the media they own always tells you it's just using the Internet or stuff not being totally controlled by Big Brother. All right, before I just rampage through four calls, all I have time for, sorry to the other people, before I go to these final calls from Ron, Mike, Gil, Charles, and that's it, before I do that, we're not going to go to the calls yet. I was saying before we do that, see, this is my life, folks. I'm on remote every day. I heard that savage dog in the background. Sounds vicious. I'm down here in Austin. They when I say go to the calls, they go to the calls up in Minnesota, so I guess they didn't understand my little order there. That's okay. Let me go back to what I was trying to say. My new video's out, The Order of Death. You need to have it. 44-minute documentary getting into the Illuminati, Satan worship openly exposed, and the new footage shot this year inside the owl, the effigy, of the camp inside the Mandalay's main encampment inside the chateau where the Star Wars program was engineered, Strategic Defense Initiative, as well as the Manhattan Project, and locals doing their own rituals, trying to battle with the Grovers in some type of weird Harry Potter behavior. Folks, I'm not kidding. And then the Illuminati connections to the Ku Klux Klan and what's currently happening with Masonry in this country. And then the original Dark Secrets inside Bohemian Grove, we re-edited it, remastered it, updated it, and cut it down from over 2 hours to an hour and a half. Both those films on one DVD or one VHS for $24.95, the price of normally one film. And then each additional copy to the first of the year, $9.95 to get a couple extra copies to give as gifts this holiday season, this Christmas season. And I hope you'll get Martial Law. It's my best video. It's just amazing. And then Road to Tyranny and American Dictators. We got a whole bunch of new specials. Everything's discounted. T-shirts instead of $20 or $9.95. Any T-shirt, any size. Made in America, by the way. So you need to go to Infowars.com and order these today. Do not wait. Do not procrastinate. Now is the time. Infowars.com to order via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart. Or go to prisonplanet.tv, 15 cents a day. 15 cents a day. All of my films, my books, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other videos, weekly TV reports, my best audio interviews. And right now, when you get a yearly membership, you get 5 months for free instead of 3 months for free. $39.95 for an entire year or $5.95 for a month. A great gift to give, prisonplanet.tv. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And we ship out UPS Ground. Normally takes about 3 days anywhere in the country, sometimes 5 days. We are caught up to we got about a week behind in shipping lately because I had some folks that were out or people that were sick here at the office. But we are right up to the shipping out about a day after we get your order. And we're going to try to, as we get up towards December 20th, to get up to shipping out the day the order comes in. Of course, if your order comes in at 6 o'clock and we're all gone, it's going to go out the next day. Or if somebody's sick and isn't here, it'll go out the next day. But we're getting it right up. Right now, to the day, shipping out the day the order comes in. And so if you order by the 19th or the 20th of next week, you should be able to get them by Christmas. And you can go on the website and put the address in of friends and family, pay for it by credit card or PayPal or however, and send them a PrisonPlanet.tv membership as an e-card, or you can send it in a physical card by getting the number and putting it in the card. Or you can have hard copies, DVDs, VHS, books on tape or CD, T-shirts mailed to their address. And there can be your little order form in there. If you'd like, be sure to specify in the comments section with your little note to them. So you can do that, too, at Infowars.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. And I would say the cutoff date's about now for writing to us. If you want to write to us today, we should get it in time to mail it off to you and get it by Christmas. And that's write to Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And we ship by UPS unless you ask, and then you can get it by USPS, but they're just awful. We ship priority mail. It does not get there in 3 days like they say. That is a complete lie. I'd say the average is about 7 days. So there, I told you. But if you want USPS, you can certainly have it if that's what you want. UPS is great, we found. All right, let's go ahead, and I'm going to go fast here. There's still some news I got to hit. Ron in New York. Ron, go ahead.
Yes, Alex. Alex, what I'm calling about today is a New York story. I don't know that it's being played in the national media, but it's sure being played in the New York media, particularly on our newspapers. We've had two tragic shootings of police officers, I guess, over the course of about the last 2 weeks here, and we have a governor who's supposed to be a...
But you have massive gun control. You should be a land of milk and honey.
Oh, absolutely. Instead of a society and a culture of violence with a bad chip on its shoulder, because that's what New York is. In spite of all the fraudulent statistics that are being reported out of New York.
So what's happening in New York? Tell us.
We have a governor who's trying to posture himself to look conservative by really introducing gun control, but calling it crime control, and then criticizing, you know, what I guess he would deem the evil liberals on the opposite side of the political aisle. This is crazy. What's going on here is a big...
Yeah, but Jockey openly wants to shut down all gun manufacturers by letting the state sue them. He's a total piece of filth. Neocons love him.
But this is what I'm saying. The way he gets the, you know, the New York...
No, I know. Not handing your guns in is liberal. No, I understand. I'm liberal, sir.
This is what he's doing. He's playing it off that way, that like it's...
No, I'm well aware of it. I did see the reports. Yeah, he's horrible.
The evil liberals, you know, are the ones doing this. And the dummies in this state, the neocon worshippers, you know, that we have in this state, they're just drooling and stupid. They go along with this. Now, the fact of the matter remains, you want to know what causes the illegal trafficking guns in this state, and I'm telling you this is former law enforcement.
It's by making them illegal.
By the fact that they do not have anything even approaching a reasonable process by which a law-abiding citizen could obtain a weapon in this state to protect himself.
It makes you a haven, and so it puts money into, by making the guns illegal, it makes it a black market. It's, you make liquor illegal, drinking triples, and alcohol
right.
poisoning quadruples, and crime gangs explode. It's the same thing every time.
Same principle. Well, it does attract, well, I'll admit, the illegal trade in weapons does attract an unsavory element. The fact of the matter is, probably 6 of every 10 illegal guns sold in this city are sold to decent people who are afraid of crime in this city or in this state and have no other means by which to protect themselves. Don't let, you know, please, I ask the rest of the listeners from the other 49 states not to be fooled by that. They should understand that those people who possess weapons in states, let's say out west or down south, in New York, particularly in the city of New York, would never be permitted to possess a weapon.
Well, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. I mean, they just banned guns, period, in San Francisco. Arnold's banning all types, many different types of ammo in California. I mean, it's hell on earth. Bush is running around foaming at the mouth, appointing anti-gun judges everywhere and being hailed for it. I mean, I just, let's talk to, who's up next here? Mike in Cleveland. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, my friend.
Hey, I just had a question for you. You, in your video, Order of Death, it says that in your when you put it in there, it had that Bush was part of the Bohemian Grove the ritual that they do. But you said earlier in the broadcast today that sitting presidents do not attend the ritual while they're sitting president.
I don't understand how that's confusing to you. It's like saying I've been to Disneyland before, but I didn't go this year.
But on the list in your video, it says that he was a current member of this year's attendees, along with his father and Colin Powell and whoever else was on that.
Yes, Bush is in there. I'm saying they don't go because and actually we think he went this year, but we can't prove it because he was in the area. He was in Sonoma County, was supposedly on other business and disappeared one night.
Oh, he was.
Yes, but we have photos from our own annals of him and his father together giving speeches. That's in the film. It's not debatable that he goes there and that he's a member and that he's been part of it.
Oh, I'm not debating that he isn't a member. No, I totally believe that, Alex. I mean, that's just crazy. He goes to a place where they devil worship. I mean, come on.
But I'm trying to understand when I say that, you know, that he's a member. Yes, they're members. It's like Richard Nixon was a member, but reportedly he didn't go there for the 6.5-7 years he was president.
But the list that you have in your video from your source, Kyle, okay, It listed all the people who went to the ritual or just people who attended this year?
People who attend the Grove, sir.
Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize. And then I have another question for you. You know about Wernher von Braun and his 4 points before he died that he related to his biographer? And the 4 points are...
I know about the Nazi rocketry head who then became the head of our NASA program, both unmanned, manned, both classified and unclassified. But
right.
What were his 4 points?
The 4 points before he died, he gave it to his biographer, Carol Rosen. And basically, he said there's a 4-point plan to control the population of the planet. And one of them was Cold War. The next one was a rogue state.
Next was terrorists, next was aliens.
Right. And I think you should pump that more to people. Because
I don't know if that's true. I haven't read the biography myself. I've heard that. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. One final caller because I want to come back and have a few final news items. Let's go to Gil in Texas. Gil, go ahead.
Yeah, very timely information, especially on the RFID. One of the networks just ran an ad for home again. It's the tag you put in your animal. I have two quick questions. The first question has concerning all these FEMA benefits, like billions of dollars sent down here to the Gulf Coast. You think that's going to affect how people have faith in the government, Alex?
Well, it's hundreds of billions basically just to pay off their cronies and buddies. They don't even care what we think.
What about those citizens that are getting these entitlements? You think they're going to be swayed to deal with FEMA and love FEMA?
Yes, we're all learning that FEMA's our God.
Oh, boy. And the second part of my question is back out to California and Arnold Schwarzenegger. Tonight, there's a scheduled execution of Stanley Tookie Williams. You think this might be something that they might use to inflame the largely Hispanic population over there? Should they give him a stay of execution?
Well, Tookie did kill a lot of people. He's been convicted of it. And I think it's the media hyping it up, talking about riots, is going to cause it. And if it does happen, they'll just use it as more police state control.
How do you think they're going to play it? They're going to kill him, or are they going to let him? I'm trying to understand.
If I had to guess, I think Schwarzenegger is going to say kill him.
I think so, too. But what if they give him a say? You think that will inflame the Hispanic community down there?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, boy. God help us. Bye-bye.
Yeah, take care. Tookie, everybody's talking about Tookie today, and that's a whole nother ball of wax. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We got our own comments on this on Infowars.com. Paul Watson's written an article about it, but you can read Doug Thompson's Capitol Hill Blues story about it. Last week, they had a bunch of congressional leaders and other individuals and top staffers in a big roundtable discussion, and they were telling Bush that he was going to anger conservatives, that he was trying to push through the reauthorization and expansion of the Patriot Act. And Bush said, I don't give a GD, Bush retorted. I'm the president and the commander-in-chief. Do it my way. Mr. President, one aide is in the meeting said, there is a valid case that the provisions in the law undermine the Constitution. Stop throwing the Constitution in my face, Bush screamed back. It's just a GD piece of paper. And everything they've ever reported has been confirmed. It just shows the insane mentality of these people. And remember, Alberto Gonzalez in published memos says Bush is the law, that it's that the Constitution's outdated, a quaint piece of paper. I mean, they just spit on it. Just basic freedoms, folks, basic liberties. FDA Paxil linked to birth defects. FDA warned doctors today that preliminary results, there have been many studies, implicate the antidepressant Paxil, paroxetine, with an increased risk of birth defects. The FDA informed doctors that results of new studies suggest Paxil use during the first trimester increases the risk of congenital heart defects in the developing fetus, to name one of many. And that's the whitewash. Here is London Telegraph. Doctors told not to prescribe Cerarat. Doctors have been warned not to give pregnant women a leading antidepressant drug because it may cause birth defects. The move follows evidence from Sweden that suggests women who took the drug sold in Britain during early pregnancy were twice as likely to give birth to a child with a heart defect. So it gets the same chemical in all of these. Different companies, different chemicals. And then there's a big UPI article here. I should have spent all day on this, where they looked at all these Amish communities with zero autism. That's when they're independently tested. And then there's the Home First Health Services in metropolitan Chicago keeping a record of all the parents that have refused to vaccinate. And out of 35,000 children, not one of them that has been vaccinated has autism. And then the children that come to them that are, then they see a 1 in 166. Up from 1 in 2,000, or no, 2,400 25 years ago. And so now it's 1 in 166. And it says you don't have to be an Einstein. It just goes on and on. I don't have time to cover it all and babble through it. But there it is. Just more proof on top of proof. I mean, look, mercury is one of the most destructive heavy metals in the brain. It just zaps your brain cells. We've even posted electron microscope video of what low-level mercury does when it hits the cerebral cortex. It is a lobotomy. And most children just get a nice IQ reduction, as the globalists would like. That's the actual plan from it. But others, you get the development of lesions on the brain. And babies will have convulsions on the spot, and they'll just arrest the parents and claim they beat them, even when it's in the hospital. See, the globalists are so evil that they didn't even come up with other plans for after they abuse you, then they imprison you or take your kid and hop them up on even more drugs. 5 times more likely to be abused in government custody, feds on numbers. Just remember that when you're up on your high and mighty podium. I'm out of time. I want to thank all of the listeners for tuning in, putting up with us. I want to thank all our affiliates, our sponsors, the folks that run the show up in Minnesota, my crew down here in Austin, Texas. And I want to tell you that Morgan Reynolds, the chief economist for one of the major agencies for the current Bush administration, talking about government involvement in 9/11, Morgan Reynolds, who we first interviewed, I would add, a little bit proud of that, will be joining us again for his second visit. I guess it'll be his third visit coming up tomorrow. Just incredible guests all week, and your calls and tons of news. So be sure and visit InfoWars.com and InfoWars.net. All right, we're out of time. Get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.